So we'll start with a word of prayer. Our Father, we give thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have even just been chatting with the Northern Lights last night, and we see the beauty and the handiwork of the creation, and it's even more marvelous, not the things that we see in creation, but when we stop and look at Scripture and see that the Lord Jesus Christ has come into the world to save us from our sin. And that's the purpose of this meeting, is to declare the gospel, how the Christ died for our sins. So we pray for help as we God. We've been thinking of some that we have, that we've been praying for and have asked for prayer. We pray that and we've been praying for Maida in recent months, and more recently for Bea here in PEI and her cancer. We look to thee for each one. And just ask for help now as we would look at the word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So thank you each one for joining today. I am filling in for David Early. Hi, Kuya David. He was supposed to be speaking, but he was traveling home late last night, so I offered to take his place. We are going to read in Mark chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 13 to 17. So I will read English, and then Raquel will read in Tagalog. So Mark chapter 2, verse number 13. And he went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitude resorted unto him, and he taught them. And of Alphaeus, sitting at the of custom, and said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in his house, that many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eateth and drinketh with the publicans and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Basahin natin sa Tagalog, sa Mark chapter 2, verses 13 hanggang 17. Verse 13, Muling pumunta si Jesus sa baybayin ng lawa ng Galilea. Sinundan siya roon ng napakaraming tao at sila'y kanyang tinuruan. Pagkatapos nito, nagpatuloy si Jesus sa kanyang paglalakad at nakita niyang nakaupo sa paningilan ng buwis si Levi na anak ni Alfeo. Sinabi sa kanya ni Jesus, Sumunod ka sa akin. Tumayo naman si Jesus at sumunod si Levi at sumunod nga sa kanya. 15. Nang si Jesus at ang kanyang mga alagad ay kumakain sa bahay ni Levi, kasalo nilang kumakain ang mga maniningil ng buwis at mga makasalanang sumunod sa kanya. Verse 16. Nang makita ito ng ilang tagapagturo ng kautusan na kabilang sa pangkat ng mga pariseyo, tinanong nila ang kanyang mga alagad, Bakit siya kumakain kasama ang mga maniningil ng buwis at mga makasalanan? Verse 17, narinig ito ni Jesus, kaya't siya ang sumagot. Hindi nangangailangan ng manggagamot ang walang sakit, kundi ang may sakit. Naparito ako upang tawagin ang mga makasalanan, hindi ang mga matuwid.
Thank you, Raquel. So, I was thinking of these verses yesterday afternoon. And I was thinking of this verse, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Seems pretty obvious. Why would the Lord Jesus use these words?
So sa habang iniisip ni Teacher Daryl ang mga talatang ating binasa, ay naisip niya kung bakit sinabi ito ng Panginoong Jesus na kanyang tinatawag ang mga may sakit at ang hindi ang mga may sakit at tinatawag niya ang mga makasalanan at hindi ang mga matuwid.
Because even today, if we are not sick, we don't make a doctor's appointment.
At sapagkat kahit sa mga kahit ngayon, kung tayo ay walang sakit, hindi natin kailangang pumunta sa doktor.
My son and I have an auto repair shop, and people don't call us with cars that are working good and say, can you work on our car? But there's nothing wrong with it.
Si Teacher Daryl ay at ang kanyang anak ay mayroong car repair shop. Kung saan ang mga taong mayroong kotse ay hindi pumupunta roon kung ang kanilang kotse ay maayos.
The Lord Jesus, as he was talking to the people, he was trying to make them understand something.
Ang ating Panginoong Jesus, kung siya ay nakikipag-usap sa mga tao, nais niyang maunawaan ng tao ang kanyang sasabihin.
When we look at the traveling and the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, we see him moving through all parts of Israel.
Kung ating makikita ang katuruan ng Panginoong Jesus, ay makikita natin na siya ay kumikilos sa lahat ng dako ng Israel.
And what becomes quite obvious is that a lot of people would start to follow the Lord Jesus, and there'd be great multitudes coming and listening to the Lord Jesus Christ.
At makikita natin ang napakaraming tao na sumusunod sa ating Panginoong Jesus.
There were different ones and they were sick, and they would bring their sick people and he would heal them.
Mayroong maraming tao ang sumusunod sa kanya na mayroong mga kasamang may sakit at sila ay dinadala ng mga taong ito upang pagalingin ng ating Panginoong Jesus.
And as he would teach them, as they would gather around and he would speak to them, they would listen to his words.
At sa kanilang paglapit sa ating Panginoon, ng ating Panginoong Jesus, magtuturo sa kanila.
And in fact, there were lots of people when they heard him, they said, this man doesn't teach like the religious leaders do. This man teaches with authority.
Kung kaya't maraming tao ang nagsasabi na ang pagtuturo ng Panginoon ay hindi kagaya ng mga relihiyosong tao, ang Panginoong Isus ang kanyang ay nagtuturo ng mayroong autoridad.
And if you looked earlier in this chapter, we didn't read it, but they watched the Lord Jesus heal a man and actually forgive his sins, and they said, we never saw anything like this before.
At kung ating mababasa sa mga naunang talata ng ating binasa, makikita natin doon na ang Panginoong Isus ay pinagaling ang isang tao at kanyang pinatawad, at ang mga tao ay nagsasabing siya lamang ang nakagawa ng mga bagay na ito.
But there was a group of people, but there were people, and as they saw the Lord Jesus, they were indignant. They were, I don't want to say they were offended, that's not really the word, but when they heard him, they said, what is this man doing?
At mayroon ding mga grupo ng tao na nang makita nila ang ginagawa ng ating Panginoong Hesus, sila ay nagalit o naiinis sa ating Panginoong Hesus.
And so in the what we have read this morning, Levi, or Matthew, the one who wrote the Gospel of Matthew, he heard the Lord Jesus speaking, and he heard the Lord Jesus say, follow me, and he left what he was doing and followed the Lord Jesus.
At sa ating mga sa ating mga talatang binasa, makikita natin dito ang isang tao na nagngangalang Levi, o siya ay si Mateo na siyang sumulat ng aklat ng Mateo, at nakita siya ng ating Panginoong Hesus at sinabi sa kanya na sumunod ka sa akin.
Matthew was a tax collector. He worked for the Roman government, and he was one of those that the average Jew or the the educated Jew, they did not like the tax collectors because they were working for their enemy.
So si Mateo o si Levi ay isang maniningil ng buwis at siya ay nagtatrabaho para sa gobyerno ng Roma, at ang mga edukadong Hudyo ay ayaw nila sa mga taong maniningil ng buwis.
And so the Lord Jesus, he was at, in what we have read, the Lord Jesus was eating one day, and there was gathered to him tax collectors like Matthew and people that most people considered sinners.
Makikita natin dito, nabasa natin na isang araw nga ang ating Panginoong Jesus ay nasa bahay at kumakain nakasama si Levi o si Mateo at ang mga maniningil ng buwis.
There are people even today when they hear the message concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, they have interest in their message because they have no trouble, I suppose, realizing I am helpless. I am a sinner. This message is for me.
At kagaya ng mga taong makasalanan, kahit sa mga sandaling ito ay mayroong mga tao na nais marinig ang mensahe ng ating Panginoong Jesus, sapagkat sinasabi nila sa kanilang sarili na ang mga mensaheng ito ay para sa kanila.
And as the Lord Jesus taught, this group of people, the tax collectors, the people who are despised, and the people that they knew as sinners, they gladly heard the word of the Lord Jesus Christ and they listened.
At ang mga makasalanang taong ito, mga makasalanang tao ay nagkakaroon ng kasiyahan upang marinig ang mensahe ng ating Panginoong Jesus, at ito ay kanilang tinatanggap.
But there was a group of people, the religious people really, and the religious leaders, they looked at the Lord Jesus, they looked at those that were following him, and they said, this man is eating, he's spending time with sinners.
At mayroong mga grupo ng tao, lalong-lalo na ang mga relihiyosong tao, na hindi nila nagugustuhan ang ginagawa ng Panginoon, at sinasabi nila na ang taong ito, ang Panginoong Jesus, ay kumakain nakasama ang mga makasalanan.
And so that is the background of the text that we have read today, what the Lord Jesus said.
At ito ang background ng mga talatang ating binasa sa araw na ito.
The Lord Jesus is really speaking to these religious people who were finding fault with him.
Ang Panginoong Jesus ay nakikipag-usap sa mga taong ito, sa mga relihiyosong tao na walang ginawa kung hindi nais nilang makita kung ang Panginoong Jesus ay may kamalian.
The Lord Jesus was talking to the religious people, and he says, you don't go to a doctor if you're not sick, and I didn't come to call good people but sinners to repentance.
At sinabi ng ating Panginoong Jesus sa mga relihiyosong tao na hindi nyo kailangan ng doktor kung kayo ay walang sakit. At siya ay naparito, ang Panginoong Jesus ay naparito upang tawagin ang mga makasalanan at magsisi.
So why did the Lord Jesus say these words to them? Was he saying, you guys are okay, you don't need to be saved?
At bakit sinabi ng Panginoong Jesus ang mga salitang ito sa mga reliyosong tao? Sapagkat sinasabi niya na kayo ay hindi ninyo kailangan ang kapatawaran ng kasalanan at hindi niyo kailangan ng kaligtasan.
On the contrary, the Lord Jesus was highlighting to them their blindness and the fact that they thought they didn't need to be saved.
At subalit sinasabi rin ng Panginoon sa kanila na sila ay mga bulag at hindi nila nais na sila ay maligtas.
So what the Lord Jesus really is saying, the people that you see that are with me, the tax collectors, the sinners, they are here because they realize that they are sick and they need the Savior.
At sinasabi rin ng Panginoon, nakikita ninyo ang mga taong ito na makasalanan, sila ay nagnanais na sila ay mapatawad at sila ay nangangailangan ng tagapagligtas.
But his message to the public, to the Pharisees, religious people, is that you aren't listening to my words because you think you're okay, but really you are not.
At sinasabi niya sa mga relihiyosong tao, kayo ay nakikinig sa aking mga salita at naiisip ninyo na kayo ay maayos, subalit kayo ay hindi maayos.
And so even today, as the gospel is presented, not just here on Zoom, but as we preach the gospel in different places, many people respond, I have my religion.
At kahit sa mga sandaling ito, kung ating ipinahahayag ang salita ng Diyos, maraming tao ang nagsasabing hindi nila ito kailangan. Sila ay maayos.
And somebody else might respond. They might say, well, yeah, but I am not going to think about it today.
Subalit ang ibang tao ay ang kanilang respond ay sasabihin nila na pag-iisipan ko muna ito.
And then someone else might say, well, I'm not as bad as the other person. That other person needs to be saved, but I'm okay.
So, at ang iba naman ay nagsasabi, oh, hindi ako kasing sama ng taong ito. Ako ay hindi makasalanan.
But the Lord Jesus is trying to get these people to understand that just like these publican sinners that these people thought were sinners more than everybody else, the Lord Jesus wanted them to understand that they knew too needed the Savior.
Subalit ninanais ng ating Panginoong Hesus, kagaya ng mga makasalanang tao, nais niya na ang mga relihiyosong tao ay maintindihan na kailangan din nila ang kapatawaran ng kanilang mga kasalanan.
And so today this message from Mark chapter 2 and verse 17, that's where we're reading. That is why the Lord Jesus is highlighting. He is wanting them to think about their need.
Ang ating Panginoong Hesus, ninanais niya na ang mga reliyosong taong ito ay maisip nila na sila ang kanilang pangangailangan ng kaligtasan.
The Lord Jesus directed his comments at people that didn't take a serious look at themselves.
Can you repeat that, teacher, please?
The Lord Jesus was telling these people who thought they were okay that they needed to evaluate their true condition.
Ang Panginoong Hesus, sinasabi niya sa mga taong ito, na kailangan nilang pag-isipan ang kanilang totoong kalagayan.
And so when the gospel is presented, it really does, it singles us out.
Kung ating ipahahayag ang salita ng Diyos, ito ay ating maihihiwalay ang ating sarili.
When we listen to the gospel presented, it highlights our condition that we are sinners.
At kung ating maririnig ang pagpapahayag ng salita ng Diyos, ay ating maiisip na tayo ay makasalanan, na ang ating kondisyon ay hindi maayos.
Sorry. Sometimes when people hear the gospel, at first the message doesn't sink in.
Kung ating minsan kung ang mga tao ay maririnig ang salita ng Diyos, ito ay maaring kanilang maisip.
And sorry, I realize I used a poor choice of words to translate. So when we hear the message, sometimes the truth of the message doesn't reach us, and we think, well, this message is for someone else. I don't need it.
At paminsan, kung ating maririnig ang salita ng Diyos, ating maiisip na ang mga salitang ito, ang mensaheng ito, ay hindi para sa atin.
But when the message of the gospel, of my sin and my need, it starts to go into my mind and I think about it, if I am honest, I realize, you know what, I too am sick. I am a sinner.
Subalit kung ating iisipin o ating maiisip ang mga mensaheng ito, ating maiisip na tayo ay may sakit at tayo ay makasalanan.
And so in our text, the Lord Jesus was not approving the people that wouldn't listen to him. He was wanting them to stop and think that they too needed the Savior.
Kung kaya't sa ating mga binasa, ang ating Panginoong Hesus, nais niya na ang mga makasalanang, ang mga reliyosong tao ay kanilang maisip na sila ay makasalanan.
And so that is the message of the gospel, that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners.
Kung kaya't ang mensahe ng Ebanghelyo ay ang Panginoong Hesus ay nagtungo dito sa mundo upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan.
If we read in Romans chapter 3, I think it's verse 23, it's Paul says, "For all have sinned."
Sa Romans 3:23 ating mababasa doon na ang sinasabi na ang lahat ay nagkasala.
And so the message of the gospel today goes to all, that all have sinned, and regardless of maybe how we have looked at ourselves, every one of us need the Savior.
Kung kaya't ang Ebanghelyo ng Panginoon ay para sa lahat na nangangailangan ng tagapagligtas.
I was actually reading a verse this morning in 1 John chapter 2, and I will just paraphrase it, but John is writing and he says, the Lord Jesus was manifested, he was shown on earth, he was revealed to take away our sin.
At sa unang Juan, sinasabi doon na ang Panginoong Hesus ay nagpakita dito sa mundo upang alisin ang mga kasalanan.
The Lord Jesus came into the world because he knew there was a world of sinners. Everyone needed a Savior.
At ang Panginoong Hesus ay nagtungo dito sa mundo sapagkat ang lahat ng mga makasalanan at ang lahat ay nangangailangan ng tagapagligtas.
Salvation is available to every person.
At ang kaligtasan ay available para sa lahat.
But the gospel is not forced on every person.
Subalit ang magandang balita ay hindi para sa kanino man.
And so the last thing I'm going to touch, I wasn't sure if I was going to speak this, but he says sinners to repent. Sinners need to repent. What does that mean?
Ano ba ang ibig sabihin na ang makasalanan ay kailangang magsisi?
The Lord Jesus was likely saying in part, these people have acknowledged their sin. They understood their need, that they were a sinner, and they have repented. They have turned from their sin.
At sinasabi ng Panginoong Jesus na ang mga taong ito ay nagsisi sa kanilang mga kasalanan, tinalikuran nila ang kanilang mga kasalanan, at naintindihan nila na sila ay makasalanan.
The Lord Jesus would speak to the self-righteous people who thought they were okay, and he would say, you need to see your sin and admit that I too am a sinner. I need the Savior.
At sinasabi rin ng Panginoon sa mga taong nagmamatuwid na kailangan nilang magsisi sa kanilang mga kasalanan.
And so maybe a good question today is, are you one who has seen your need as a Savior? Have you acknowledged your sins that, yes, I am a Savior, I need the Savior? Are you like these other people? Well, yeah, it's a good message, but I'm not that bad.
At ang katanungan na sa araw na ito, naisip niyo ba na kayo ay makasalanan at nangangailangan ng tagapagligtas? O kayo ay katulad ng mga taong nagmamatuwid at sinasabing, ako ay hindi makasalanan, ako ay mabuting tao?
And so today, your greatest need as an individual is not money or health. Your greatest need is to have your sins forgiven.
So ang bawat isa sa inyo na nakikinig, ang inyong pangangailangan sa mga sandaling ito ay hindi magkaroon ng salapi o magkaroon ng maayos na pangangatawan. Ang inyong pangangailangan sa araw na ito ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
And so I'm just going to quote verse 17 again. You listen to it. Listen to what the Lord Jesus is telling the people, or people there who realize their need of a Savior. They knew they needed the Lord Jesus, and others that didn't.
At sa mga taong nakikinig, ating basahing muli ang verse 17 upang ating maunawaan kung ano ang ibig sabihin ng Panginoong Jesus.
So here is verse 17. I'll do it in English and Raquel can repeat in Tagalog. When Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but he says, I came to call sinners to repentance.
Sa Tagalog, narinig ito ni Jesus, kaya't siya ang sumagot. Hindi nangangailangan ng manggagamot ang walang sakit, kundi ang may sakit. Naparito ako upang tawagin ang mga makasalanan, hindi ang mga matuwid.
So the Lord Jesus came to seek out sinners, that they would see their need of a Savior and turn from their sin. Say, God is right, I am just a sinner.
Ang Panginoong Jesus ay naparito upang tawagin ang mga makasalanan. At nais niya na ang mga tao ay maunawaan na siya ay naparito upang tawagin ang mga makasalanan. At upang ating malaman na tayo ay makasalanan.
So thank you for listening. Thank you, Raquel, for translating. And we will close in prayer. Our Father, we give thanks again for the Lord Jesus Christ. And he came into this world to be the Savior of sinners. And think of how many times he'd look in the crowd and there were those, they gladly received him, and there were others, and they would never the truth of his authority. They would never acknowledge their true condition. We would pray that even today that those that would listen on Zoom, if any be not saved, that they might understand that they are sinners and put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that that is why he came into the world, to give his life a ransom for sin. So we would ask for thy blessing today. Remember the ones that we've been praying for, and remember each that are listening on the call today, and look for blessing in the remainder of the day. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.